Welcome to Thumcast, episode 28. This is part two of the conversation Michael and I had last week.
I have an add-on to the realistic lighting mod. Caveat here. So there are a couple of lighting mods that change the way the shaders render things. And I can never tell which is the best. But I use Pluto's realistic lighting mod. And I've stumbled recently across this addendum to Pluto's realistic lighting mod, improved interior lighting. Which anytime there's light coming in from the outside, it increases the amount of light that you see on the inside. But for the most part, this mod, I'm just going to skip ahead to it for a second. The lighting mod is really cool because darkness is really dark, and carrying around torches is actually essential. When I'm wandering through a dungeon or a cave, sometimes I have to pull out a torch so I can see what's around me. I really like that.
That reminds me of Fallout in Fallout, where it made nights actually dark, and then you basically just wanted to sleep through them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's sort of the same with Skyrim, too. It adds a lot more immersiveness. So this is an add-on to that, that if you should be able to see what's inside a dark place, then you will. So those two combined, yeah, very nice. Hard for the beginner player, but great for someone who's putting hundreds of hours into the game.
which is definitely present company. Now I have some in the case.
I only have one more eye. Okay. Increased bounty rewards. Let me just bring this up. There is a bunch of side quests that are like, go and kill this bandit leader or destroy this giant or kill this dragon, and you get like $100 for it.
Yeah, the ones I like are where you get 30 lousy gold for doing something. It was actually pretty damn hard.
Yeah, well, this one ups them.
Especially since it's late in the game, you know, the bandit piece level up with you. So there were points, not at level 50, it's not that hard, but I recall when I was like level 35-ish or 40, and I think that's because that's where the bandits, where the things in the game stop leveling. At level 35, the bandit chiefs were pretty blasted hard.
Yeah, well, so this updates the bounty rewards. A bandit leader is 1,000 gold, a giant is 2,500 gold, and a dragon bounty is 5,000 gold.
So it's actually worth your while.
Yeah, it's worth your while. You know, if you need a bit more money to buy some upgrade to your house or buy a house or something, it's worth it.
You'd think that if they're sending you after a giant or a dragon, they'd be willing to pay for it. Because, I mean, seriously, how many people wandering around Skyrim are willing to scale the local mountain and kill a dragon?
Exactly. So yeah, that one definitely made a lot of sense to me. I've got that one. I've got quite a few in K.
I've only got the one, which actually is another graphics one. It just enhances the look of the game. Kerplunk, watery rocks. So it just makes the mesh for rocks and water just look better together.
I don't have that one. I do have a water mod, so I'll get back to that one later. My Ks are kill moves, no blur. So it turns off the blur when you're doing a kill move.
Oh, okay.
Which I like a lot. So I don't know why they insisted on adding blur to kill moves, because you can't see what you've done. And the other one is kill them generals. After you've done the darn civil war, they stick around. So this is worthwhile getting after you've done the civil war. The bugs they list are related to quests that need certain NPCs alive. And if you go and kill them before you've done those quests, obviously, you've got a problem.
But after the Civil War's over, that doesn't exist.
They're useless, yeah. Just kill them.
Yeah, and I should mention, I ran across that today. I was doing a thing where I was trying to get the werewolf perks. And I'm not going to talk about those perks, but I was just running around as a werewolf, just slaughtering camps for Stormcloaks, because I had sided with the Imperials in this game. So I figured, I'm just doing the world of service here. And I run across a Stormcloak camp, and I wipe out everybody in it except for the blasted, unkillable general.
Huh.
Who keeps popping up and plinking me with arrows when I'm off killing his subordinates.
Well, you know what's awesome about recording this episode right now is I'm getting error code -102, unable to connect to server.
And that would be Steam for you.
Yeah, I'm going to restart Steam here, and what's your next one?
Well, I'll talk about, I talked about the Kerplunk watery rocks. In the L's, I've got legible road signs, high res, this one.
Yeah, I got that one.
That one's just something that I think just, so many of the road signs, I swear, I stand there and it's like I'm in the real world and I'm not, and I'm, you know, before I had my eyes fixed, and I'd be staring at something with my contacts off, and I'd have to squint real hard to see it. That's how I felt about the road signs in Skyrim.
Well, there's a mod that I don't have that adds lanterns all over the country. And it's one of those things where, yeah, people if you've got a civilized country, people are going to go out along these roads quite often and maintain fences, maintain signs, maintain lanterns. That's just what people do.
Well, it also seems that you shouldn't be running across too many dangerous creatures on the roads. I mean, in Fallout New Vegas, it was like that. The roads were, other than a few
places,
the roads were safe. And it should be more that way in Skyrim, where the roads are safe-ish, and it's when you wander off the roads you get whacked.
It is mostly like that with some of the mods that I've got, which I'm sure we're getting close to now. Which,
and one of the of the other L's I've got here is the one you mentioned that you figured was kind of a cheat, and I think I have to agree with you. The leveling merchant's wallets, you get to the point where the fences just serve no purpose.
Right. Well, that's not the case with mine. I've got a couple of merchants who are up there in the amount of money they have now, but the fences are still worthwhile. My next L is lightweight potions and poisons. They just weigh too much. Now they weigh 0.1.
They're half a pound.
Yeah, they're 0.1 with this mod.
Oh, that'd be awesome, because I swear to God, I don't know how many times I've decided, okay, I'm carrying 40 frostbite potions because I forgot to, I keep picking them up from all the frostbite spiders I run across, and I have to just half the total.
Yeah. My next L is lush grass and the next
lush trees.
And lush trees. So you got both of them? Yeah.
I got both.
Mixed results. I think the lush grass could be better, and there's a configuration setting that I could go tweak to do that, but I'm kind of loath to do any file changes. Lush trees, yeah, looks great.
Yeah, that helps a lot. And then the next one, you're probably going to have a few that I don't have, because my next one is in the N's.
No, I've got M's. I've got a bunch of M's, actually. Magic scaling. So the very first mod I ever installed added a whole bunch of updates to the magic tree, because you remember I was complaining that magic was unbalanced, and a lot of people agree. So this is sort of the nice in-between that doesn't add any new perks, but it scales the magic up better. So Perp is for the first time learning to do magic, and I've just become the head of the Winterhold College, because now it's worthwhile doing again.
Well, you can even do that just as the Dragonborn. I mean, at the beginning where they do the test, you can tell them, can you let me in because I'm Dragonborn? And they'll say, oh, yes, we can learn so much from each other.
I know, but it's not worth investing any time in magic because it doesn't scale when you get to the high levels.
Well, right. The only magic my character bothers with the current guy I'm playing on the PC is Restoration magic.
Restoration and Conjuring are the good magics, but with magic scaling, Destruction and other kinds actually are useful. Combat magic regeneration is faster, the cost is lower, so it's worth doing. Next one I have is the Master of Space-Time Continuum.
What, a Doctor Who mod?
I added this as kind of a joke, and I'd forgotten about it. And then just the other day, where is the... Oh, gosh. Where's the Breeze Home?
Breeze Home is in Whiterun.
What? Yeah, Whiterun. I'm in Whiterun, and I'm wandering around in Dragon Keep. And around the back at the map where they're plotting out the war stuff, there's this guy I've never seen before, and he's the Master of Space-Time. And he's like, hi, how are you? And I was like, who are you? And I talked to him, and he's a mage, and he's got all the mage books at reasonable prices, but he's also got his own books that he's written about mastering time and space. And he's basically got a spell. I can't afford to buy these books yet. I'm saving up for them. But he's got these books that give you the spell to basically halt time. And this is the spell that I think we were all looking for when you've got the slow time shout.
Yes.
No, this stops time. You can basically halt time, shoot arrows at people, move out of the way, and then you use the spell again and start time again, and doom, they all get hit. And it's like, I so want to unlock this power, because that I've had that power in other games before, and like, you've got that power in Diablo 3. It's just so much fun. Anyway, so yes, that was a very tongue-in-cheek mod I added. The next one I have is my first extra quest, and that's the Moonpath to Elsewhere, which is, as since I'm playing Khajiit, I couldn't help it, but there is a caravan that travels back to Elsewhere and goes through deserts and jungles and stuff like that.
Some scuttlebutt that there's bug, that this one is a little buggy in terms of some things, but it's worth getting.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I haven't found the path, but basically you're just a guard along a journey you're hired to to help people get back there. It's very much like the Fallout New Vegas one where you hire on as a caravan guard to go out to them. Yeah. The last M I have is more rain, which I think might conflict with the dynamic weather one.
Yeah, probably.
Again, it would be nice if we had a little bit more information about what does what, you know, should do these things mix together. And that takes me to O. So you said you had an N.
Yeah, new bard songs. And one of the things that irritated me in the first few times I played the game was that there are some places you go where it was clear that, well, maybe it's not clear, maybe I'm assuming something, but it seemed to me that maybe Bethesda let some of the friends and family record some of the songs instead of getting people that could sing. So in new bard songs, you get people who can actually sing doing the bard songs.
But don't you get like Malukas songs and stuff
that? Some of them are Maluka, some of them are other people, but basically, there are people who can sing.
Well, you know what? I thought it was just a handful, like a very few things. But if it's more than that, I'm gonna get it too.
There's a few people. Let's see. It says this modification gives Bard some songs from Maluka, Bard Michael Kelly, and Zendragons. More about the artist below, so you can go ahead and. I mean, it's not perfect. It doesn't change everything. But
what about the carriage drivers? Do they suddenly sing like brilliant bards? Okay. Well. I'll get to why that might be interesting to you later. is that all the ends you have?
That's all the ends I have, yeah.
Okay, my first O is open-faced guard helms. And that basically, you know how you can never see a guard's face?
Yeah, the guards are just faceless automatons.
Yeah, not anymore. You can actually see their faces. Unfortunately, a lot of the guards have the same face, but the guy is saying he's planning to actually make all the guards have unique faces. So that this adds even more immersion. But okay. For the most part, it's good to be able to see the faceless oppressor's face. You know, when they're like, you don't feel like killing the guards. You're much more likely to step back and say, okay, yep, you caught me. I'm not going to kill you because you have a face now. Except if you're in...
Except unless you're trying to get the bounty in all the holes.
Except you're trying to get the bounty and deliberately running away. So that brings me to P. You have any?
Yeah, I have one. Pure waters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've got that somewhere. You said you had another one that was a water one. So how does that conflict with this one?
The other one had to do with rocks and water, so it was more flowing water. This is a pure, clean, and complete overall natural colors, realistic transparency, better reflections, and more. So this one seems to work pretty nicely.
I think possibly you're conflicting with those two.
They probably are. I should probably unload one of them.
Yeah, so that's the only P I've got. You got another P?
Nope, that's it. I'm on to R's.
Yeah, Real Wildlife Skyrim. Bam! This is the mod.
Yes, that's one you keep talking about where the animals don't always attack you on sight.
Well, it's more than that. Have you got this one?
No, I don't.
Oh, get it. Get it. This is like having a DLC. It adds dozens more animals to the game. It adds multiple types of the same animals to different regions. So, you know, if you come across a polar bear, you're going to come across, you know, a juvenile polar bears or elder polar bears and stuff like that. When you kill these things, the items they have inside them, you've got the lungs, you've got the heart, you've got the pelt, you've got the brains, and they're all part of alchemy as well. So you can eat them and find out what their alchemy thing is and use them in brewing. And man, oh man, you get packs and you get individual loan things. The behaviors change. Sometimes they're aggressive depending on their species. Sometimes they're only aggressive if you get too close. Yeah, this is the shiz. This is the mod that adds everything to Skyrim that should have been there.
Okay.
Can't sing its praises enough. Excellent stuff.
Okay, well, I've only got the one R, realistic map and roads. This actually adds the roads into the map. When you go to the main map, it adds roads into it.
Is that all it does?
What also makes the map HD.
It adds I saw HD. This one, but
this mod
didn't
adds
add
new HD streets to the map. I did this out of boredom and hope it'll help you. So it's actually a pretty cool one. It makes the map a little nicer, but mainly the fact that it adds roads to the map is useful all by itself.
I was a little scared that this one wouldn't be able to keep up with any Bethesda DLC, but I think I might jump in and grab that one. Realistic lighting. This is the mod that I was talking about before that adds the lighting that makes things lighter and darker and just generally looks good. So it gets rid of some of the odd coloring that you see around the place. There is a bunch of mods floating around that change the coloring, and I think they might be incompatible with this. So
yeah.
just buyer beware on that one. My next R is realistic ragdolls and force.
Oh, okay. So it changes the physics a bit.
Yeah, you don't get people flying off crazily when they're shot by an arrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
It is hilarious, but I don't understand why it was done that way. Because apparently all they had to do was tweak the values to be realistic, and you're done. Yeah? So this is definitely a worthwhile one to have for immersion. This goes into the immersion category. My next R is definitely on the immersion category. Realistic thunder sound. Yes. Oh, okay. Definitely a good one to have. Another immersion one, reduced distance NPC greetings.
So they don't interrupt other conversations.
Yeah, and like you know, walk into this town and everybody's talking to you at once. It's really annoying. You walk up to people and they talk to you now. But they don't talk to you just randomly when you're walking past them anymore.
Okay, that's probably useful.
Oh man, I've got so many R's. Roosters at dawn. If you've got chickens and stuff around and it's dawn, time-wise, they'll crow.
Okay. Well, I don't have much to say about that.
But it's just a nice immersion thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Resilient dragons. It levels up the dragons, so they're tougher. They don't deal more damage, but they survive longer. So you get longer battles.
I want that before I face the legendary dragon.
Well, I'm fighting elder dragons with this loaded, and I got double teamed by dragons the other day. I had two of them fighting me at once, and I had to use my potions to survive. I had to use resistance to frost and resistance to fire. It was exactly like they said, more epic battles. It was every dragon fight I've had since I've loaded this has felt more epic.
Okay, well maybe I'll try it.
And I had some people. I had that quest pop up where someone's stolen something and they're running away and they give it to you, and then you have the other person run up saying, "Where'd he go?" Both of those two perished in the dragon fight. It's like this guy runs up and is like, "Hold this sword, this warhammer for me." It's like, "Okay." And this dragon's like, nom, nom, nom. This guy runs up and is like, "Did you see someone go this way?" I was like, "Yeah, he went that way," which is sort of a lie. I meant to say he got eaten by the dragon. And then the dragon just freezes him on the spot. It was hilarious.
Well, he did go that way, just a lot faster than he thought.
That's the end of the R's for me. You got any S's?
Yeah, Sounds of Skyrim the Dungeons and Sounds of Skyrim the Wilds. It basically just had sound effects, not music. This is all sound effects. So
I got both
creaky noises in dungeons. It basically creeps out the dungeons more.
Yeah, it's great. I like
it. Out in the wilds, it makes the wild sound more natural. So you hear more audible animal sounds and bird sounds and things.
I'd say I'd rate the wilds one over the dungeon one. The dungeon one, sometimes I hear things that I don't think I should be hearing.
Yeah, that's true. But the wilds one is cool.
Yeah. The big one for me that I've recently... It's been core to my current playthrough. Scenic carriages.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Basically, it seems to turn carriages into weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, this is the greatest war weapon ever invented. And it's hilarious. They need to fix these bugs. But the concept of having scenic carriages... Yeah, way up there. You know, we've talked about this offline a few times where fast travel breaks immersion. And the only reason you need fast travel is for a couple of reasons. You don't have the option to mass travel around places where you should. Like, you go to Winterhold and you're stranded. And horses just didn't seem to actually add that much. Once you get your stamina up, you can run as fast as a horse anyway and for longer than a horse. So the faster horses fix that. But you still get stranded in places. So scenic carriages makes it so that every carriage ride is a real ride, and they drive along the roads. And you tell you what, you're riding along, and you're riding through these forts, and you're like, and you see a dragon flying above, and you're like, oh boy, I hope that doesn't come anywhere near us.
So and, can you get out of the carriage while you're riding it that way?
I don't know. I haven't been in a situation where I've needed to because the dragon hasn't come. But I imagine that. It just makes the peril of having these dragons flying around feel more real.
Okay.
Because these roads, like you're riding along and you see bears on the side of the road, and you're like, ooh, this place is dangerous. People need to do something about this. But the carriages themselves, if somebody gets in the way, it just mows them down. So the very first carriage ride I went on, two people got run over, about five goats perished, two wolves, yeah, some chickens. It was so gruesome.
Basically, their weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. So the carriage needs to stop if someone gets in the way. And I suspect what's happening is that people get in the way and the carriage just never gets moving again. So this is definitely, for me, it's a work in progress, but it shows a lot of promise. And I'm keeping it in my playthrough.
Okay. Well, the next S I have, and this one, it, in a way, it sounds kind of a cheat, but I'll explain why I have it. Spend Dragon Souls for perks. At a certain point, after you've gotten all 20 shouts and you've got most of them, all three words learned, you're still getting Dragon Souls. You know, what the hell do you do with these things? But if you're playing long enough, you can get to the point where getting those perks, the way the leveling system works, once you get past level 50, getting new perks is really, really hard.
Wow. Okay, I hadn't thought of it that way. And we've discussed this mod in the past, and I felt at the time it was a cheat too, but now I've come around. I'm convinced. It's the one that I'm going
to
be adding.
Well, if you have like 30, 35 Dragon Souls built up, you have nothing to spend them on, and you're level 52, say, and, you know, you're looking at level 53, and you're thinking, well, yeah, okay, maybe next month I'll be level 53.
Well, I'm trying to invest in a new line right now, which is the Mage line, and I haven't used it at all, and the levels are coming, but they're coming slower and slower, so... Mm-hmm. I'm going to grab that one too. I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm killing more dragons than I can spend on dragon shouts. And you have to go out of your way to unlock the words right. When you get to the last few words. And so, yeah, I agree. That's one I'm going to grab as well. And it does add a new dynamic to the game. I like that.
Yeah, and it's not a complete freebie. It's not one for one. It's the further up the perk tree the perks are, the more dragon souls it makes you spend. So actually, you will run through them pretty quick.
Okay, so it's exponential.
If the perk is like four levels up the tree, it'll cost you multiple. I don't remember the progression, but it's not just one soul per mark up the tree. It can cost you three, four, or five to get up there.
I like the sound of this more. This
right,
yeah.
So it's not a complete freebie.
Well, my next S is Sky UI, which requires script extender, but I don't use it with the script extender, and it works fine enough that I don't notice.
Now, you see, I have Sky UI, but I don't have it listed in my Steam list because I grabbed that a long time ago when I use it with SKSE.
I'm scared of SKSE for things like Dawnguard.
Okay, well, I understand, but at the same time, they seem to come out with a new version pretty darn quick, so I'm not so scared. We'll see.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, I had bad experiences with the Fallout games.
Yeah. Well, the next test I have is Stones of Berenzaya quest markers.
Yeah, I got that too. Yeah. This is an impossible thing to collect these stones without this thing. They're just in the weirdest places, right?
Yeah, well, you'd never guess. I mean, you can get a lot of them just by doing the Thieves Guild quest line, but a lot of them you'd never know.
No, I found one recently using this that's... If you go to Whiterun and you go down into the Hall of the Dead, one of the skeletons has one sitting next to him.
Okay, and I've never even been in the Hall of the Dead, so shows what I know.
I mean, why would you think to look there? I mean, I've been in the Hall of the Dead for a quest. It was okay. To rejuvenate the tree, and I talked to the...
Oh, yeah, that hole. Okay, yeah, yeah.
But going down into the catacombs area and looking around there, I've been down there once before. I never noticed it there. It's just tucked away in a corner, you know? Yeah. Not a fan of that. So The other one that's a little bit hard to do as well is the Dragon Priest masks. Maybe I'm missing something, but I need those... I need a quest for that too.
Do you know how you find those? You do what the rest of us do. You go to the wiki.
Yeah, I think
it tells you where to go.
I think you find the majority of them just by looking for dragon shouts.
Yeah, but there are some, and you do find dragon shouts in all of them. But the thing is that sometimes they're just not they're in weird places.
Yeah, so I haven't got all of those masks in my current playthrough, and I'll have to look at the wiki again to do that. So maybe there's a mod for that I haven't noticed yet. If there is, I'll be getting it. But that's the end of the S's for me. I'm onto T's.
I've got a couple of T's here, like terrain bump. Just takes some of the terrain, like the the roads, and up reses some of the roads so that they look a little less blocky.
Okay. You know,
the stones, cobblestones on them, basically.
Terrain bump?
That's what it's called, terrain bump.
So it's not changing any meshes, it's just changing the textures.
Yeah, let's see, what does it say? It says, let's see, Skyrim uses compression in almost all cases, and this can make the textures look really blocky or pixely. Yeah, so I think it's just textures.
Good. Okay, I'll be grabbing that one. My first T is, that's ice.
I've got that one too.
Which is, it changes the glaciers and the ice textures. It's nice.
It just looks like ice.
Yeah, that's ice. But the biggest one in my T's is the cartographer's map markers. This is possibly not for the newbie.
Which one?
The cartographer map markers.
Okay.
Every place in Skyrim, buildings and all, that you might want to go to, gets a map marker.
Ooh.
And this speeds up your gameplay a lot. But I'm thinking of removing it for two reasons. One, I'm not using fast travel much. Two, you can accidentally skip past areas in a quest. That was in the Winterhold Mages quest line, where the whole of the college is blocked off by an energy barrier.
Yeah.
Now, I forgot that you're meant to meet people out the front of the college, and I fast traveled straight inside, and...
Oh.
Uh-huh. And it didn't break it, but it was really strange because people were just wandering around like nothing had happened. Yes. So this is, if you're a fast traveler, yes, you want this mod. If you're not a fast traveler, maybe not.
Okay.
So that's the end of the tease for me.
Well, I have two more, at least two more. I have to page down to get maybe the next. The next one's pretty simple. It's just the Dragonborn comes. It replaces the main theme with the Maluka song.
Yeah, I'm not getting that one. Beginning. I like Maluka, and we featured her song, and I've chatted with her in correspondence a few times when I was asking for permission to do that. She's really nice, and she was taken aback by just how much people liked what she had done, and she made a couple more songs and in response to the overwhelming response that she got. So I can fully understand this mod.
But, yeah, I like that one. And then there's the...
But no, but I don't like the mod because I like the theme song. So
The next one I've got is Towns and Villages Enhanced, the Riverwood one. So basically there's a guy who's been doing enhancements to all the towns, basically adding more vegetation around them, making them look more, I don't know, just more stuff growing, really. And this is the one for Riverwood.
Yeah, these are in a class of mods of I am not going to touch because I'm scared Bethesda will update something. And this is the sort of mod that I will install after the game of the year. All the DLC is done. The game is stable. It's never going to be changed again. Then if these mods are then updated at that point, I'll get them because then I know it's safe.
Yeah. Well, so my next T is just the same thing. Towns and Villages Enhanced, a bunch of other villages. So there's a listing of the other villages that updates. There was just a specific one for Riverwood. And then I've got one more T called True Skyrim, which you're probably also going to be afraid of. This is the one that adds handcrafted forests, roads have streetlights to guide you through the night, the updates to the outskirts of town.
Petrified. Petrified. Nice. I mean, what's going to happen when Dawnguard's added and it updates sections of the actual Skyrim map?
Good question.
I'm so scared because I've seen this particular kind of mod in the Fallout universe and bad things happen.
Well, I can tell you that the enhanced towns and villages played kind of oddly with the Hunter's Cabin in Riverwood, because the Hunter's Cabin, the guy plopped down in one section, and the enhanced Riverwood added some bushes around there.
Uh-huh.
So it's just basic good luck that a bush didn't end up in the middle of the building.
Okay, well, I mean, those things are all well and good, and I want them, and I look at them with envy, and same with the open cities, I look at that with envy, but they're not complete, and I'm too scared of conflicts with that.
Right. Does the tease, I've got one U.
I got one U, Unread Books Glow.
That's mine.
Essential.
Yeah, and if you add that to the other one you've got, where it adds the perk that would go, upgraded, that'd be really useful to combine.
Well, you can actually there's a shout power that you can use to open up the settings for this thing for the and you can set it so that it only makes books glow that give you a power.
Yeah, I should probably turn that on then.
Yeah, so I turned that on. So you don't necessarily need that first one if you've got this one. But yeah, I love this one. This, I mean, it breaks immersion, but when you're playing through for the second or third time...
Or if you're playing to get that 50 books read perk, not perk achievement.
Yeah. It's just worth it. Once you've done the immersion thing with books, and books in this game are hilarious and awesome. There's like so much lore and it's fantastic, but once you've seen it all, you don't want to have to, you know, find these things again. So you're better off doing it this way.
Well, I've got one V.
I got one V. You go.
Vibrant Auroras.
Same.
It just makes things look so much cooler at night.
Well, and if you're in the right parts of Skyrim, sure.
Right. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. I like it. I like it a lot.
And then I've got one Y, and there's an explanation.
I'll get a W. I'll get a W.
Okay.
Walk. If you're walking, holding down shift, and you put your reticle on someone, you walk at the same speed as them.
Oh, that would be highly useful.
Yeah, it's almost an essential.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what speed the guards are walking, because guards walk faster than other NPCs. So if you're pointing your reticle at them, you walk at the same speed as them. So, yeah, recommend that.
Because there's so many parts of the game where you're supposed to follow somebody and you have to do the walk, stop thing.
Yeah, that's a thing of the past. The other one that I have that should be in the game is a W, whistle. Mm-hmm. It's a shout power that you whistle and your horse comes.
Oh, so wasn't that... No. In the game Red Dead Redemption, your horse would follow you. There was a thing like that where you've called your horse and no matter where it was, it would just show up.
Yeah, this one tries to not make it just magically appear. It
would run from over the horizon.
That's basically what this does as well.
Okay, well, I have one Y.
What's that?
And this one has a little story to it. Yingle Barrow Button Fix.
Okay.
There's a barrow you go into, and when you get down to the bottom of it, there's an exit. And to get out of the damn dungeon, you press a button. Well, I was playing along, and I pressed the button, and nothing happened. So, of course, I go to the web, and I find out, okay, who else has run into this? And lo and behold, there's a mod. And the mod says, well, if you've run into this bug, here's the fix for you. What it does is it takes the button and turns it into a chain that you can then pull.
What?
That's all it does.
Okay.
It's useful only if you run across the bug. So if you happen to be in this barrow, and you happen to run across the button not working, you quit the game, go to Steam Workshop, load the mod, and then come back in.
Okay. So what's the conditions when that it doesn't work?
I have no idea. You get to the bottom, and you press the button, and nothing happens. It's not supposed to work that way.
I only have one more mod. It's an X.
Okay.
XE Xenius Character Enhancement. So this is a bit like the better females thing, and I think maybe these two are going to conflict. But this is men and women, and updates the... what it does. Adds more detail to the skin, adds more detail to the eyes, makes the fingernails more visible, removes jagged lines from the lips, adds details, healed scars, war paint looks better, dirt looks better... better feet, better neck seams. And it integrates a whole bunch of other things. It integrates detailed faces, detailed bodies, detailed lips, high quality eyes. No more blocky faces. Yeah, it's a meta mod. You know, it adds a whole bunch of stuff. So whether or not I'm actually reaping the benefits from it because I've got the better females, I don't know. I think I am because I don't think the better females is about the faces. I think that's about the bodies. But I don't know. I can't tell. It's one of those ones where I can't tell.
Yeah, so I guess that pretty much does our list. I mean, this shows you how much stuff there is added to this game, though. The Steam Workshop is just brilliance.
Yeah, it is. It brings a grin to my face every time. And I've been, like I said, every time I go to play, or just before I go and play, I go and look at the workshop and see what's new. And the collections now as well. People are putting together these massive collections with thousands of mods in them, you know?
All the things that they use, which is just crazy stuff, because you look at this and you're wondering, well, how could this possibly all work together?
Well, it's like the most popular one is the Insane Realism, An Adventurer's Guide to Satisfaction. It's got 4 stars. And how many mods has it got in it? Let's have a look. It's got a lot. I actually have a problem with... It's got 96 mods. Okay, so I have... I have the first one's like the 5 kilogram dragon skull and bones weight mod. So it makes dragon skull and bones lighter. And I've been tempted to get this, but I feel maybe it's a little bit of a cheat.
Yeah.
So trawling through these collections to see what other people like is really worthwhile. But the problem with the collections is you can't subscribe to a collection.
Does it auto-subscribe you to all the things in the collection?
No, there's no button to subscribe to collection. You have a button to subscribe to all. So okay. If more is added to the collection or things are removed, you have no way of knowing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's a huge flaw. Huge flaw. That needs to be fixed, Steam. That's not a problem with Skyrim. That's a problem with the workshop.
Right, right.
But you can favorite the things and... So yeah, there is still a lot more stuff that I've looked at and I've thought, maybe. Like Argonian raptor feet. If you're Argonian, it gives you raptor feet instead of... You know, so... And baby dragons, right? You know, there are things where I look at it like...
There are things out there that are just crazy, yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't say crazy. It's like, maybe. Clanking armor, you know? That's... Maybe... I use lightweight armor, so I probably wouldn't notice it that much.
No, but if my guy in heavy dragon plate would probably sneak less effectively with that.
Like disabled fast travel, there's a mod for that. I haven't installed it because there are times when...
Yeah, I was in my current playthrough on a PC, I managed to get up to level 23 without fast traveling, and I finally broke.
It's not just that. Sometimes there are just situations where you're like, where the heck am I? I'm all the way out of here. My horse is dead. There's no carriages.
Yes.
Time to fast travel. Yeah. Yeah, so there is a lot more to go through, and that's why I just keep adding on a little bit more.
And I think that tells you why we're still playing Skyrim.
And why the DLC should have been released on PC.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I'm getting more out of these mods than I'm probably going to get out of the DLC, and they don't cost me a cent.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, the thing is that this just shows you how much energy there is surrounding the game. And I don't know, maybe if Bethesda's looking to hire people, they should look to this community.
Yeah, and, you know, definitely talk to your friends about what mods they're using. I mean, yeah. James and I were just talking on this podcast, and I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 more mods I'm going to be adding.
Yeah, well, I've got to go through the whole list of notes I took down, too.
Yeah, so with that, I think that's probably, this will be a two-parter. This is the supplement for the people who can't listen to the Dawnguard ones. Me included. I can't listen to my own podcast because freaking Dawnguard.
Yep. Well, you want to take us out or should I?
Yeah, if you've missed an episode, you need to subscribe to the iTunes feed, join our Facebook group, the Twitter group, or the Steam group. You can find these links and more at www.jaroba.com/Steamcast. That's www.jaroba.com/THUUMCAST. And with that... Now, I warned people on Facebook that I was going to rant about Dawnguard. I knew I wouldn't be able to keep it in.
You were relatively well behaved for you.
Okay, so I'm going to hit stop on record.